Welcome back to another episode of the wonderful The Arsenio Buck Perspective Podcast. And today is one of those days that I have to, again, talk about how I was able to overcome something very ridiculous in the workplace. For those of you who do not know, I've been living out here in Thailand for about 9 years already, almost just about 9 years. And seeing where Thailand has come in terms of their acceptance towards all people of colors, we're talking Indians from India, we're talking about sub-Saharan African countries, Canadian and Americans who have African heritage, or anyone just of color in general. And to see how much they've accepted, you know, I was walking in Unico today and seeing advertisements of people much, much darker than me being on, you know, big, massive advertisements all over the place. It just goes to show you that there has been an increase in acceptance in regards to this. But 9 years ago, it wasn't the factor. Hell, 7 years ago, it wasn't that story. And, you know, one of the biggest stories I had to overcome was working at a company in an industrial complex and, you know, hearing the students make very snarky comments about me being, you know, African-American and, you know, just working for companies in general that did depreciated me in so many different ways and was filled with ingratitude. Well, I've learned so much from that because I really don't attract those types of people anymore. But for the first time in probably 4 years, I ended up getting someone who's not even a student making a snarky comment and literally two-faced in the hell out of me. Let me tell you the situation and how I handled it. See, first and foremost, number one, you gotta get your facts straight, okay? So when I was sitting down, I was getting ready to eat. One of my favorite half Filipina, half Thai students walked in. She said, listen, I got to tell you something. I said, yeah. She's like, do you know your student? Okay, well, not your student, but your teaching assistant, Benz. And I'm like, yeah, he's not much of an assistant, but sure. She's like, well, he complained to his boss saying that those students and the students in the class that he was in weren't being helped in a way. They weren't being helped in terms of their job. Like, this isn't helping them with their job. And so he told that to his boss, whoever that clown was. And that clown reported it to the main guy, the Norwegian. And me, I was shocked when she had told me that. I said, wait, this guy, the same guy about 4 weeks ago who thought he knew more simpler grammar than me. We're talking something unbelievably easy. And I said, this guy has the audacity to show up with this face, big smile on his face, do goal setting along with the other students just a week ago. And for him to say something like this really makes me, like, it doesn't make me sick to my stomach, but it doesn't really shock me because I know what human beings are capable of, right? And so me, I'm just like, wow, he told and his sorry ass boss, whoever that clown is, reported it to the Norwegian. And I'm just like, I got to get the facts. And so I look at it and I say, wow, I helped them with emails. I helped them with goal setting in the pre-intermediate class. I helped them in so many facets of life where it's not even about English. I helped you with living and laughing and loving, right? Because that's what I am. I'm a coach. If we look at the beginners, listen, how the hell can I teach them anything functional when they got probably 20 to 30 English vocabulary terms total? Motherfucker, are you serious? Oh, yeah, let me teach them how to make phone calls. They don't even know what I, you, we, are, they, it, he, she, it is. Are you kidding me? And so then I don't get angry because I'm like, okay, this guy has not a fucking clue. But the ramifications of it could be large. Now, obviously, the woman who hired me was beyond upset. She was beyond irate because obviously, well, apparently, those two don't like each other. You know, and it's just like the I'm 16, I'm angry at my dad syndrome type of bullshit. And I'm like, get over your fucking self. You're going to literally, and it's crazy because he walks into the room and he walks by the classroom and says hello. And I'm like, you scum fuck. How dare you even show your face around here in my class? And I'm like, okay. And so I thought about it and, you know, he came into the class and I just let everything go. And granted, you know, I got four of these beginner classes that I teach a variety of things to. And this is the most boring one. And the reason why it's the most boring and it feels and it seems as if they cannot open up and cut loose, it's simply because they have their superior, which this clown calls himself, in the class, right? And he's in the class, so obviously the students aren't going to open up if he's always there. That's number one. Number two, it's basic English that they got to learn. They can't learn shit about their job. They don't even speak to foreigners. How are they going to learn anything about their job in terms of speaking to foreigners when they don't know anything about any English? So I said, okay, stay in your lane. That's number one. Because you have no idea how this works. You have no idea how, it's not so much about English, but it's just the fact of the matter is you're literally saying something out of spite because you're trying to get back at someone for whatever reason. It has no pertainment to me. And so I was on the train and I was just sitting, I was standing there and I'm like, okay, Arsenio, how are you feeling? I'm disappointed because I respect a man if he is congruent. If you're a bitch behind my back and you're a bitch in front of my face, I could classify you as a bitch. But if you are not a bitch in front of my face, but you're a bitch behind my back, that is very Americanish. Like, no offense to my Americans out there, but that's shit that I dealt with years ago. Actually, not even. That's shit that I dealt with at my last job, you know, and that's what it was, a job, nothing else. And so I said, okay, worst case scenario, what could happen? Well, first and foremost, they're still going to pay me my upcoming half right now. Now, at the conclusion of 120 hours, if they just so decide to say, oh, well, you know, one guy complained and da 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 da, and although he's not even a student, by the way, just keep that in mind. But one guy complained and this and that, and we're not sure that we're going to continue. Okay, worst case scenario, you don't continue. Goodbye. All the best in your future endeavors. You're never going to find anyone else as un-fucking-leavable as me. And you know what's going to hurt the most? The students who actually learned and got coached by me. That's what's going to kill them the most. Is they're the ones who are the recipients of ignorance. They never do, in Thailand, they never do what's in the best interest of those like below them. They only do what's in the best interest of egos. And if that happens, guess how many people suffer just for someone to be able to say, ooh, I got power over this person. And so obviously there are a number of different techniques that I'm going to begin employing in some of my, you know, in that specific class in general. But at the same time, I'm like, guys, you're going to miss out. And if you just so, and this is what, this is called a parasite. And a parasite is some, it cannot live without a host, okay? So basically the host is the company. You got a parasite in there. So whatever this parasite does, it just eats away, creates disease, it creates havoc, mayhem. Now, if it just so happens to spread so rapidly, it could completely kill a human being as it has hundreds, millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of times over the past since humankind began, right? And unfortunately, when you have these types of people in a job, in your workplace, you have to hurry up and get rid of them as soon as you possibly can. Because if you don't, what ends up happening is you're not able to, everyone is bickering at one another. There's a lot of immaturity that's going around. This group doesn't accept this group's ideas. Because of, you know, they're a part of this regime. It's kind of like groupthink. And we know how groupthink works, right? It's kind of like these managers and superiors. You got, let's say you got 20 subordinates and you got three managers. Guy goes in there, has a brilliant idea in terms of changing a computer. Next, you know, all the people and subordinates are like, yeah, but then one manager, just one manager says, oh, but that's not what really what we focus on. We don't focus on aesthetics of the computer. We focus more on the product itself. And then other people look, and because, you know, they risk, you know, losing their promotion or because they risk losing their job in general, they're going to begin siding with that manager. Over the course of hour, with 20 people agreeing to him initially, he'll only have five. And then that person would begin to say to himself, oh, you know what? Maybe this is a bad idea. And guess what? A year later, they don't change their product. Another competitor ends up changing that product into that same exact way. And they end up losing a lot of customers and they go bankrupt. This is what groupthink does. And so you got one parasite in this fool. And if this specific fool ends up telling his boss, and for some reason his boss hurry up and heard about it, and then that one goes up to the main Norwegian guy in the entire company, this could be very terrifying. Because whatever way he's chirping, this Norwegian guy is going to have to get all of the details, like all of the details, right? And if he doesn't get all of the details, what's going to ultimately end up happening is they're not he's going to make a very unwise decision and say, well, we're not going to continue for now because we've heard a couple of things from, you know, a couple of people who aren't even students. And guess who suffers? All the subordinates, all the students. Me, I don't suffer whatsoever because I look at it as one door closes, so many more open. This is a wonderful way of me practicing my high performance training before I go global. You know what I mean? Like, I don't give a damn about the money. If it stays for another, you know, course or so, fantastic. That means it was supposed to. If it goes away, that means something even more massive is coming into my life. That's the way I always look at different projects that come and go. And so that is one thing that I really wanted to share with you all today, is to, again, let your hands off the, you know, the steering wheel and to say to yourself, okay, I'm dealing with these couple of things. Is this true? No. What can I do about it? Do not try impressing anybody. Continue on executing the plan. Continue with your vision. Continue making the main thing the main thing. And if you keep doing that and you ignore all the noise outside, regardless of circumstantial, you know, evidence, which could, you know, potentially happen to me, you know, and I love it. Just to go back to the situation very quickly, I had to tell my students in the class, along with my half Thai, half Filipino, about what my intent was and how, you know, they were at very beginner. We had to learn basic English, and now we're going to be moving up in functionality. And my one of my students, she ended up, you know, she butted in and said, okay, yeah. And she explained to them in Thai. And anytime I asked some very difficult questions to that fool ass, what is it, teaching assistant, he didn't know, my other student would come in and explain just so he could lose face. And again, going back about a month ago, you know, I got a message from the main lady and she's like, hey, Arsenio, hey, you know, let me get in contact with, what is it? Let me get in, what, you know, can I speak to you about something or this or that? And I said, oh yeah, yeah, no problem. It's all good. And she said, hey, I heard, you know, something happened in your class. I'm like, what do you mean by that? She's like, oh, someone said this. And I'm like, oh yeah, he was just confused. And then she jumped on my side and she's like, this guy is so egotistical. That is so easy to understand. And I'm like, hey, maybe he comes from a family and doesn't want to lose face because some of his subordinates are in there and it would make him look bad. But I'm not there to make you look bad. I'm just telling you what it is. I just tell you facts. I love facts. Facts are very easy. Facts are very straightforward. So when that happened, I didn't know. I just thought it was just like a one-time thing. Like, okay, well, whatever. That guy seems all right. But then all of a sudden, he ends up being a dick. And I'm like, oh, here we go. And you know what's even worse? One of the higher-ups, you know, and as a matter of fact, a few of them are in the pre-intermediate class. And what's very unfortunate about this is one of his best friends he has known since university is in that class. And they're like, they've known each other for 17 years. So do you think for any minute or any, she would like, you know, try siding with me and say, hey, maybe you should be a little bit or more open-minded. He does a lot in this. I doubt it. It's groupthink. So I'm saying, hey, guess what? The course is going to end up finishing probably within a month, right? It's only like 4 more weeks. Pay my money, and then you go on ahead and make your decision. But by that time, who knows? There could be huge things happening online. And I'm like, ah, I'm good. I really don't want to do any more traveling, do this, do that. You know, and so there it is. You know, one door closes, another door opens. And so what I urge all of you to do is not to invest into the, it's about confidence. And that's what we're going to be speaking about in the next podcast, because confidence is unbelievably key. Skill confidence, especially, because if this had happened, as I already told you at the beginning of this podcast, 5 years ago at the same company, I would have started questioning my ability, my capability, saying, oh, can I really do this? I would question the hell out of myself. But to be honest with you, I don't. I don't question myself. I say, bro, you're dumb. Say that in my face. Just tell me. Like, do you know how language building and confidence building and anything works? Do you know what my intent is? Of course not. And to be honest with you, I don't even want to tell you what my intent is. You just got to stay in your fucking lane. Get the fuck out of here. You're supposed to
assist, say nothing else. The moment you start bitching, you going two-faced, and bro, I got no more respect for you. Stay the fuck out of my face. Stay in your lane. And so, to be honest with you, what's going to happen going forward? Don't know, don't care. All I can do is control what I am doing now, and it is an unbelievable amount of impact. So in saying that, people, I wanted to share that with you. I don't know what I'm going to call this podcast, but it's going to be a good one. And you better stay tuned for more, because we got to understand how to navigate these types of storms. I'm your host, as always, over and out.